Hello and welcome to The Preservationists, the monthly radio show for fans of local historic architecture, the history of unique buildings, and the people from our community working to preserve and restore them. I'm Astronomist Ray, the host of The Preservationists. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're discussing an exciting new resource that will soon be available to our community. The Lower Columbia Preservation Society, LCPS, Tool Lending Library. This innovative program will provide community members with access to a wide variety of tools for home improvement, restoration projects, gardening, maintenance, and more. By making tools available to borrow, the library helps support preservation efforts, encourages sustainability, encourages hands-on learning, and makes projects more accessible and affordable for everyone. Today, we'll explore what a tool lending library is, how it works, what kind of tools will be available, and how community members can become involved with this, and why this is a valuable resource to bring to our community. I'd like to begin by introducing my guests, who have been very closely involved with the development and the launch of the LCPS Tool Lending Library. Welcome, Missy Zillinger and Rob Charnock, to The Preservationists. To get us started, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with the creation of the LCPS Tool Lending Library?
My name is Misty Zillinger. I am the program manager for Lower Columbia Preservation Society, and the first program I'm working on is the Astoria Tool Lending Library.
My name is Rob Charnock. I'm newly a board member of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society, and I'm working with and working to get the tool library set up for a while now. Misty's been a great help, so here we are.
It's very exciting, this project that's coming to LCPS. Now, to give our listeners a little bit of background, can you explain what a tool lending library is for people who may have never heard of one?
A tool library works a lot like a traditional library. Instead of checking out books, members check out tools. Most people don't need to own every tool that they'll use for a project. They might need a post hole digger for a weekend, a moisture meter for one project, or a specialty saw once every few years. A tool library gives people affordable access to those tools without having to purchase, store, or maintain any of the tools.
Very nice. Recently, LCPS has been working on the creation of this. Can you tell listeners about what our tool lending library will all entail when we first come through the door for the very first time? What are we looking at, and what can people expect with that experience of walking in for the first time?
Well, so you'd walk in and one of us will be there at this point. There are shelves of tools. You can browse the shelves, what we have. You can talk to us, ask us questions. Once you figure out what you want, what you'd like to borrow, part of this also would be signing up for a membership, which will allow you to borrow. Currently, we have a limit of 7 tools for 7 days. Once you sign up for your membership, then and you pick out your tools, part of your membership is us knowing who you are. So we give you the tools and you go and use them and then bring them back within 7 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talk about the membership, do you have to be a member of LCPS, or how is that working? Are we opening it to the general public?
Everybody can be. Anybody can be a member. There is a fee. It's $40 a year, but that lets you borrow any of our tools. We have electric and non-electric, basically whatever. Our inventory isn't huge right now, but we know of a lot of tools that are coming our way soon, so it should be pretty big.
It sounds like a great project. How do you go about obtaining the tools? Are these donations?
Well, mostly we're relying on the community. So we've been doing a couple of open houses to engage the community in getting donations for the tool lending library and to let them know about the tool lending library. So it's mostly just Astoria residents that are helping us grow this program.
It's definitely a great way for the community to get involved. What type of materials and tools are typically being donated, and what is the outlook of what we can donate? Is there limits on it?
We We have very few limits. We an example would be the other day somebody asked me if they could donate their rug steamer, and that's a tool. So sure, the real limit is one logistically, right? So we don't want a 75-foot ladder because that would be hard to store. Also, it is tool related, but you know, hard to store. The other limit would be we don't want gas powered things, really liquid powered things. We don't want to be responsible for a chemical leak, a chemical spill. We also don't want to deal with gas and oil and variations thereof. So everything that's any kind of hand tool, any kind of electric tool, we'll take those. Somebody dropped off the other day four electric tools. They unfortunately don't have batteries, so we have to figure that out. But we have the important part, which is the tool. So,
and in terms of the actual tool condition, some of them probably will be used, but as long as it's in a maintainable condition, I assume?
Yes, clean, working. Yes, nothing that is broken or missing pieces within reason. Yeah. We can repair some things.
Yeah.
Great. So as long as it's in somewhat good condition, it can be a donation. That's good to know. What if I was interested in donating to the Tool Lending Library? What does that process look like for donations? Do we set up an appointment with LCPS? Should we be on the lookout for open houses? What is the process? Do we need to fill out paperwork or release forms?
We have our next open house is June 21st on Father's Day. So we will be there from 2:30 to 5:30. And that's our basic hours of operation every week. So there's a form to fill out if you'd like to sign a release waiver. And that is a good time to come by during our open hours, or you can call and make an appointment with us, and we're happy to come down when it's convenient for you.
Absolutely. Has there been any interesting tools or anything that have been donated so far that surprised you?
We have about, somebody gave us about 50 hex keys. So just lots of hex. I didn't realize how small they would get. I guess it makes sense because you could do your glasses or whatever, but they're all kind of unmarked. And so we've been just organizing them. And yeah.
We did get that doorbell button that was in someone's dining room here in Astoria that I think is probably my favorite so far.
Yeah. And with these tools and everything, what's the process of when you guys originally get them in? What happens when I donate a tool? What do you guys do with it? Do you guys have a way of tracking that? How has that been going for you guys?
Yeah, we have a system that we've been using. It's the software is called MyTurn, but it allows us to have a website. So atl.myturn.com is our website where you can browse our inventory. And the idea is if you brought us a tool, if you brought us a hammer, we would take that hammer and we would review it to make sure it's clean and usable. It's a hammer, so probably usable. And then we would inventory it into the system. And once it's there, you can take it out, borrow it.
Yeah. And there's a website that you had mentioned. So is that accessible for the public if I was looking for a tool?
If you look at it right now, atl.myturn.com has some things, mm-hmm. not all of the things, but some of them.
Yeah. So you can at least have an idea of if there's something mm-hmm. you're looking for.
Absolutely.
That's so nice. Can you guys tell me a little bit about actual checking out process for somebody who maybe has never done it? They just signed up for a membership. They looked at the website. They know what they want. They know what project they're working on. How are they going to go about checking out? Is there limits on how many days you can check it out for? I know you had mentioned a little bit earlier about the limit of 7.
Yes, 7 tools for 7 days. To re-up that, you can keep going up with it, like keep renewing that, but you have to come in and tell us. Like you can't just perpetually call it in, phone it in. But the way it would work, so you can't check out on the site, like we're not going to send it to you or something. But there is, I think there's a reserve functionality on the website, but also you can come in and it'll tell you whether or not it's checked out, whether or not it's available. If you come in and say, hey, I'm interested in this post hole digger or that hammer or whatever, you can tell us and it'll have little pictures. So, you know, I like the green hammer. So,
yeah.
Okay, here you go.
We want the specifics, exactly. So now we kind of talked a little bit about the next open house that's coming. We're going to have an open house and then an actual opening day, it sounds like.
Yeah, July 5th will be our official opening day, and we'll be ready for members to come and join. Also, we're looking for volunteers. So if you're interested or just curious or want to teach a workshop, because that is something that we hope to offer down the road, come down and see us on the 21st, but definitely come and see us on July 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and come in, and if you have an extra tool, you can also bring it whenever you want, and we'll take it. It's related to the LCPS, so it is nonprofit, so you can get tax credit, but you can also just give it to us, and we're good to go.
And have the goodwill of donating.
Yes.
Always a good thing.
Your heart will be happy and big. And
yeah. When we talk a little bit about volunteer opportunities that may arise with this, what type of volunteer positions would be available in this sense?
Well, we definitely would like to have a couple tool specialists on our team, as that will be really vital. We're just looking for folks to man the space, to help us with any upcoming events or workshops, to help with inventory as we continue to grow, things of that in nature.
And then, is there a special way we can sign up to volunteer?
You can absolutely show up at the open house, but you can also email us at tools@LCPS Society.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
.org.
Email us, stop by, and we'll get you signed up.
Nice. Very exciting. Yeah. And what are the hours for our open house and the actual opening date?
The hours are Sundays from 2:30 to 5:30. Our official open date is July 5th from 2:30 to 5:30.
There will always be somebody there on Sundays from 2:30 to 5:30 for donation. And starting the 5th, you'll be able to check stuff out, but not and only donation until then.
That's very exciting. There is a few community partners that have actually partnered with LCPS to make this happen. We had the North Coast Food Web involved, as well as the Astoria Public Library. And I'm sure there's others, but can you tell me a little bit about those partnerships and how they are involved with the lending library?
Well, we reached out to North Coast Food Web and did a seed swap, and also with the public library because they have a new library themselves. And we actually picked their brain to get some ideas for our lending library, and thought it would be a good partnership since we're both new libraries in the community, and spoke of maybe doing other future partnerships down the road. We did also partner with Kayla Williams on our open house, who spoke on permaculture.
It's exciting, you know, that we have this community space to gather and learn more about historic preservation and restoration. So that kind of leads me into my next question on why is having something like this so beneficial to our community in the sense of being able to make historic preservation a little bit more accessible?
Preservation isn't just about historic buildings. It's about helping people maintain and care for what they already have. A moisture meter can help identify problems before they become expensive repairs. A paint scraper or a heat gun can help restore original materials. The tool library gives people access to the tools they need to care for their homes, buildings, gardens, and community spaces.
And it's important to bring this to our community, because it helps connect us, and it makes it so that way we can catch things, like you said, early on. And in a way, this is another outlet of we can get support from other people, because you never know who you're going to meet in a tool lending library.
It's true.
Mm-hmm, there's many networks and connections that you can make. And it's just nice to know that there is a group of people that are supporting historic preservation and wanting to push it forward, and that we can all come together to do it, because it's a big mission goal of LCPS.
Absolutely. We also will offer a list of active contractors, plumbers, painters. And so it'll always be being added to. So we're looking for any information, any recommendations. Stop by, give us your card, let us know what your specialty is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good resource center in mm-hmm. a way.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. We'll return to our interview with Misty Zillinger and Rob Charnock in just a moment. If you're just tuning in, this is The Preservationist. Coming up this month is Topics in Preservation. Topics in Preservation is a monthly conversation and discussion hosted by LCPS. Coming up this Wednesday, June 17th at 6 p.m. at the LCPS headquarters on 591 12th Street in the basement level. Board member Eric Wheeler and staff member Rachel Jensen will be talking about the Astor Court tour. Be sure to stop by to hear a little bit about the Astor Court neighborhood. Also coming up for LCPS members in July is a Flavel House tour, including the third floor, which will be hosted by LCPS board member Lori Serafin. And this is an LCPS exclusive member. So if you're not a member of LCPS, you can sign up. You can sign up for a membership at www.lcpsociety.org. Spots are limited, so signing up in advance is required. For more questions about these events, you can visit our website at www.lcpsociety.org. We look forward to seeing you at future LCPS events. Now, returning back to our interview about the Astoria Tool Lending Library with Rob Charnock and Missy Zillinger. Now, when we talk about the actual impact on the community and what we envision, obviously this is the very beginning of hopefully a long journey of the Tool Lending Library. What is your guys' vision for the next years to come with the Tool Lending Library and the growth and impact we can make?
I'm very excited for it to be open. So I haven't really pictured what it's going to be, but I or what it will be in a year. You'll walk in and there will be rows of tools, and they will have talked to people who knew about the library or have used it or whatever. If we do more workshops, like we talked about this, the sharpening workshop we're going to have on the open house, maybe there'll be another workshop going on right then. Maybe I just like to think that it'll be more, it'll just be more conducive or connected with the rest of the community. We're just starting this, so that's kind of exciting.
It is exciting. It's the first step. Any envisions that you hope for?
Yeah, I envision more cross-promoting or doing more programming with other organizations in the community, working with other artists or contractors, builders, creators, so that we can keep this momentum going as far as preservation as a whole for the community, not just our homes, but, you know, our gardens, our workplaces, etc., etc.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into the idea of a tool lending library can be for anybody. You don't necessarily have to be a homeowner.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can be, you know, somebody that just has like a small interest and you want to take your first step. Mm-hmm. This would be a good starting point and everything.
Yeah.
And hopefully there can be workshops and everything as they expand. Because you guys have a basement space.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fairly well located to downtown. So accessibility is pretty good. And we do have the adjoining space for future workshops. So there is a lot of opportunity for growth.
When we talk about how the Tool Lending Library fits into LCPS's broader mission, LCPS, you know, is a big focus on historic preservation and education. So can we talk a little bit about LCPS and how that ties into everything?
LCPS and just a whole in what they do as far as preservation for the community and how it connects with the Tool Lending Library. Well, I think it's all connected together. I think Lower Columbia Preservation Society offers so much as far as information for folks who are buying homes or even like commercial properties that you want to learn about, or if you even need to do repairs, I think it's important. I think sadly we're kind of underused for the amount of resources that we have. my goal as the new program person is to get the word out and so that folks learn more about everything that Lower Columbia Preservation has to offer, like our the workshops, our talks that we have. We have been active in the community for a really long time. It's sort of under dark of night. I don't think a lot of folks know how much we do or are involved in. And so
yeah,
I'm hoping to change that a little bit in the coming years.
Yeah, because there's a lot of resources, you know, beyond just like educational parts of it. You know,
completely. Cause... We just are working with Sarah's old photos. So we have access to that amazing resource that we are working to get online so the public have access to it. We've got these historic walking tours that are on Sundays. There's just a lot that is happening and evolving that folks are excited about. So.
And the Tool Lending Library is a great project to tie into that with on top of everything. So hopefully people will take advantage and use the Tool Lending Library for all of that. So what is the easiest way for people to learn more and become members of LCPS as well as the Tool Lending Library or get involved?
I think the easiest way is to either stop in to our open house and reach out to myself or Rob, and we will connect you with either a membership, if that is what you're looking for, or if you want to volunteer. We are excited to work with, like I said, other members of the community for workshops. So if you have an idea that makes sense, don't hesitate to bring it up. I'm always interested in collaborations.
Yes, please do reach out if you have any further questions. Again, that email is tools@lcpsociety.org. And you can always check out our website, www.lcpsociety.org. So now a question for both of you. What excites both of you the most about the launch of the Astoria Tool Lending Library?
Just a resource for the community. Just the potential for people to come together, and everybody has tools. Everybody has stuff they need to do. Whether or not you have a very small little apartment or a fancy, fancy house, you've got stuff to do. And there are all sorts of projects that are hard, that are probably breaking your back, like outside of the box, that you're only going to do once. So the idea that we will have, hopefully there'll be lots of people around and can give you guidance about whatever you're doing, as well as get back to the actual tool library, you know, that you need to borrow that tool to do that project that you're only going to do once. And instead of just going out and buying that tool, here you go. And that's the part that excites me, is just helping everybody.
Yeah, accessibility. And just, I think when folks have access to things, it allows them the freedom to, like, you know, keep going. And
yeah,
that's fun.
Because it definitely encourages, you know, projects that can be done. Makes it more affordable. And then it's also just good for the environment that we're not buying
totally
more. So it's always nice.
Preservation.
Know? Yes, always. That's the key.
Yeah.
And then when you think about the actual overall positive impact, just to share with listeners, what do you guys think the best benefits are of having a tool lending library in a community like Astoria?
Well, I think the obvious one is going back to, like, accessibility. I think that tools can be, as I am a single mom and bought a home, and home ownership is expensive, and to then buy the tools to do the repairs is costly. And this will allow, I was a member of a tool lending library in Portland, and it makes sense to have one here. So I think it will allow people self-sufficiency, which is liberating. And so that is the thing that is exciting to me, and what I hope, like, it will just keep going.
Yeah, I agree. I second all that, everything she said.
Yes. And then just to kind of wrap things up, you know, LCPS is an organization we're all, you know, part of. Any other happenings that people should know about for LCPS besides the Tool Lending Library? I know you have many, many projects, but anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sarah's old photos, look forward to that. That'll be coming soon, live soon. We do have the historic walking tours. Of course, there is the lectures at Pacific.
Pacific, yeah.
Yeah. Our workshops, our newsletter. I mean, we're involved in so many things. Check out our Facebook. Soon, the Astoria Tool Library will also have our own social media. And so stay tuned for that. And you can keep up with us there. But that's where I would recommend you looking for anything going on with Lower Columbia Preservation Society.
Nice. And then we'll also advertise it on here, of course. Yeah. You can always look forward to a monthly radio show.
Huzzah.
Well, thank you guys for both chatting with me today about the Astoria Tool Lending Library. Is there anything else that we haven't discussed that you definitely wanted to point out to listeners? Anything you wish people knew more about for tool lending libraries?
We're looking for donations. Yep. We're soliciting some in-kind donations from some community members. We want to provide drywall kits and moisture meters and all sorts of things so that you don't have to. Just if you have maybe a loved one who has passed away, heaven forbid, or maybe just too many screwdrivers,
yeah.
Bring them to us.
Lots of screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got the open house on the 21st and then opening on the 5th.
Nice.
And donate and then come and borrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And all are welcome to donate. So individuals, families, businesses, whoever you are, you can always come and donate to us.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate you coming on the show and being able to share about this amazing resource that we can offer the community. I'm Astronomist Ray, here with...
I'm Misty Zillinger, Program Manager, Lower Columbia Preservation Society.
Rob Charnock, Board Member, Lower Columbia Preservation Society.
Wonderful. And I appreciate you both taking the time to share about this. And if we have more questions, where can we go?
Tools at
lcpsociety.org mm-hmm. is our email. And you can always come down Sundays, 2:30 to 5:30.
Fabulous. LCPS welcomes you to join us at the Astoria Tool Lending Library. All are welcome. Some ideas of things that you could donate are maybe hand tools, carpentry tools, gardening tools, painting supplies, shelving units, storage tubs or bins, small toolboxes, or even tool organizers. And this is something that you can be a part of to give back to your community. And a special thanks to everybody who has donated so far in the community. Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of The Preservationists. Be sure to tune in again next month. The Preservationists airs every third Tuesday of the month at 9:30 a.m. on KMUN. I'd like to give a special thanks to the team here at KMUN, the members, staff, and volunteers of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society, and a special thanks to Camilla Swerdloff for producing the theme song for The Preservationists. The Preservationists is a production of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society for KMUN, written and produced by Astronomist Ray. I'm Astronomist Ray, and remember, preservation isn't only about saving the past, it's about investing in the future of our communities. Whether you're restoring a historic home, volunteering your time, sharing your skills, or simply borrowing a tool to complete your next project, anyone can be a preservationist. Thank you for listening.